This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 4 o'clock on Tuesday, November 4th, Election Day 2025, and also NFL Trade Deadline Day 2025. There can be some trades after the buzzer, but as of right now, it appears like the New York Giants have been quiet. Jalen Waddle of the Miami Dolphins will not be traded, according to Connor Hughes and others. The Dolphins were asking for a first-round pick. So it was a very high ask on Jalen Waddle, and I think Giant fans would even agree, as much as they may have wanted Jalen Waddle, that was going to be too expensive. And as of right now, the Jets may be done. Sauce Gardner earlier today shockingly traded to the Indianapolis Colts for two number ones and a young wide receiver, A.D. Mitchell, and then they proceeded to trade Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys for a first and a second. And as of right now, Breece Hall remains with the New York Jets. If anything comes out after the wire, we will certainly let you know. But a stunning day, because I didn't wake up personally thinking the Jets were going to trade Sauce Gardner.
No.
I did not think that that was going to happen.
No, it kind of felt like Quinnen Williams might be on the trade block simply because of some ineffectiveness and some rumblings that you might have heard. But there was no way you were thinking Sauce, who just signed a long-term deal, $140 million, I think it was going to be on his way out the door. It felt like he was one of the foundational pieces. You had one on offense and Garrett Wilson. You had one on defense and Sauce Gardner. Let's build around that with this new regime. But the question that we won't know until we have a press conference on this is what happened first? Did you offer Sauce or did they offer you first, the Colts? And I don't know, because I felt like Sauce was part of what they wanted going forward. But if someone comes to you and says, we'll give you two first-round picks and a player who is an expendable wide receiver for us and A.D. Mitchell, you can't say no.
It is the old Godfather offer, as they say.
Or were they – I don't think they get that if they're pushing him. Right? If the Jets are pushing Sauce Gardner, it doesn't feel like you're getting the haul that they got.
Let's get the opinion of the great Joe Beningo. His Monday call with Evan and Tiki on a Tuesday, on a trade deadline Tuesday, is brought to you by Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com, HL Gross Jewelers of Garden City, Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you, and by Audi Manhattan, where luxury meets excellence. Bro, Sauce Gardner gone. Quinnen Williams gone. Your thoughts?
Well, right now, I'm thrilled. As long as they don't trade Breece Hall. I don't want to trade Breece Hall. I don't want him traded. I don't want Jermaine Johnson traded. But let's be honest, Evan, you know this. If Sauce Gardner was the most overrated player in football, Quinnen Williams was the second most overrated player in football. I say sayonara to both of them. See ya. Have fun in Dallas. Have fun in Indianapolis. Have fun in Germany this weekend, Sauce. See ya. What else could I say?
Wow, I didn't even think
two
about
number
that.
Ones, and we got three number ones, a number two, this wide receiver, and didn't we get a player from the Cowboys too?
Yes, they got a They got a defensive tackle. What's his name?
Mazi Smith.
He's a
defensive guy.
No. But it's one of those lottery tickets.
Right. Like, he was good in Michigan, Joe. He was good in Michigan 3 years ago.
Okay. Well, you know.
Yeah,
I am thrilled with these trades.
I didn't even think about it when you just said that. He gets traded and he's on a plane in 2 days.
Right, he's on his way to Germany. He never thought that was happening, right. I can tell you that. Hey, look, he's also going to a team that's 7-2, so he shouldn't be complaining too much. Look, you never know what these draft choices are going to be. But, I mean, if you were to talk, because that's how I feel about these guys. I don't know. I think you do, too. I mean, can Sauce Gardner ever make an impact play? Quinnen Williams, forget about it. I mean, could, you know, you got Carl Banks screaming about Dexter Lawrence because he's not watching Quinnen Williams play every week. you know what I mean? So, what can I tell you?
Here's my concern about Sauce Gardner, all right?
He's
not Darrell Revis, obviously.
Or he's not even Aaron Glenn, in my mind.
No, I think he's, like, he is not been as dominant as we thought he could be after his rookie season.
Right,
I thought he had
a
great rookie season. And since then, he's been a good cornerback in this league. He hasn't been great. He hasn't been Revis. But what always scares me about trades like this is, because I remember this about Darrell, and I know it's not the same because Darrell was better. He was also older coming off an injury.
Right.
They used their first first-round pick the following year to draft Darrell Revis' replacement, and it was Dee Milner.
Who's right.
So that's what always concerns me about things like this.
I understand, but it was also John Idzik who was a disaster.
Yes.
I mean, let's not lose sight of that. I don't know what move he is. I mean, look, right now, I don't love anything what's going on, to be honest. Okay, we're 1-7. There's 9 games to play. You know, I'd like to win some football games. With that said, the haul that we got for these two guys, to me, it's off the charts. Now, you know, we got to see what move he is. We don't really know. Look, the draft, his first draft wasn't terrible. I mean, you know, there's an upside to Membo. I mean, those guys were great last week. The Bengals' defense is unbelievable. I mean, he gave up 80 points in 2 weeks and lost both games.
Right.
I mean, that's almost impossible to do. But, you know, I think that's, you know, Membo looks like he's something. The kid Taylor looks like he's something, the tight end. So those are our top two picks. So far, I'll hold out on my grade on them, but right now it looks like we got something with those two players. So who knows? So maybe Muhi knows what he's doing. Obviously, they're going to take a quarterback. There's no question about that.
Mm.
Who knows? Maybe they use this late number one from the Colts this year to move up to get quarterback they really want.
But I don't think they're going to need to, Joe. I mean,
well, no, that's true, too.
Right.
I mean, they might be in position for the first pick in the draft.
Right.
That's true.
Right. And
that's 100%
and
true.
And depending who else is there, I mean, if it's the Giants, for instance, that happens to lose more games, the Giants aren't drafting a quarterback. There's a good chance. I mean, the Tennessee Titans, they're not drafting a quarterback.
Right.
If they finish
maybe
all the
New
way
Orleans
there.
Saints. The Saints, I think, might
New
draft
Orleans
a quarterback.
New Orleans definitely are drafting a quarterback because they don't have one. But to me, this feels like the Jets are putting themselves, this is their plan, put ourselves in a position to do whatever we want in the draft. So we can move wherever we need to. We need to go up, we go up. We want to come back, that's great. We get more assets to do whatever we wanted to do rest of this draft or next year's draft. This feels like a 2-year plan for them right now. And it's, I mean, Evan won't get excited about it because he's pissed off that it has to happen like this.
Well, I'm pissed off that we're rebuilding again.
Right.
Like, that's the part where I can't get excited.
You know what, though, Ev? But you should understand this, okay? When they let Rodgers walk, okay, you knew what they were doing. I mean, let's be honest about it. This was a team that was in rebuild the minute that Rodgers left the building, and you had a first-year head coach, and you got a first-year general manager. Look, they didn't draft Quinnen Williams. They didn't draft Sauce Gardner. They don't have that emotional attachment, if you want to say, to these two guys.
Right.
You know? And like I said, I mean, to me, these are overrated guys. I'm sorry. And if I'm not mistaken, tell me if I'm wrong about this. When Jerry Jones traded Micah Parsons, didn't he offer Micah Parsons to the Jets for Quinnen Williams?
Yes.
I had heard something about that.
Yes. So you're right. The story was Jerry Jones said he called the Jets about Micah Parsons.
Yes.
And Quinnen Williams was one of the guys that he wanted back, and they weren't interested.
Right.
Well, if you look at it that way, didn't they? Did they not make a mistake by not saying yes to that trade?
Well, the only thing is they would have had to pay big money to Micah Parsons.
Yeah, right. And they wouldn't have
that. That is the one thing about it, you know?
And
that is the one thing.
And they don't have. So the positive that they have, not just for next year, but even the year after, more so the year after, is they're so freaking loaded with first-round picks if they want to trade up, they can do it. They have the advantage over everybody to do that.
Right. Yes. If they need to. But this year they won't need to. It's next year. 2027 might be the issue.
Well, this year, let's see what we got this year. So we got two number ones this year. We got two number twos, right?
Yes.
Because
I think it's the same both years, Joe.
Is that what it is both years?
Two number ones and two number twos in 26 and 27.
No, they got three first-round picks in 2027. Because they've got the Indy one and the Dallas one. So the Dallas first-round pick is for 27.
Right.
They're getting a second-round pick in 26 from Dallas.
So we got two, but we still only have two first-round picks next year.
Two first-round picks next year and three first-round picks in 2027.
Who's the third one?
It's the Dallas pick. It's Indianapolis again because they traded two number ones for Sauce.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Bonus first-round pick.
That's right. That's right. We got three number ones in 27.
It's kind of good. It's a great trade deadline day for you.
It is. You know what's sad, though, guys? And Ev, you agree with this. Why is our best day, like, in April? You know what I'm saying?
That's the point.
You know what I mean? Tiki, really. Yeah. I mean, I think about it. I got to look at April now.
Right.
You know?
It's the same thing with the Aaron Rodgers thing. You won the offseason. Right? The offseason is great, but it doesn't mean anything.
We're always great when we're not playing games.
Right.
Those two guys can go. I got no problem. I got two Sauce Gardner jerseys. I just put them in the pile to bring the Salvation Army. Okay? They're going. I didn't get rid of the Aaron Rodgers jersey yet either. That's on its way. That's leaving tomorrow too. So I'm cleaning the closet out for dead wood, if you will. But look, they made two tremendous trades here. It doesn't look like Brees has gotten traded. I guess it could still happen. You never know.
So they're not. Here's the latest on Brees Hall because obviously the deadline's at 4. Obviously, stuff could leak out late. They are not trading Brees Hall. And that they refused to make a deal inside the AFC East. That apparently the Patriots and the Bills were interested.
Yes.
The Bills, really? James Cook? Well, that doesn't mean for Brees Hall.
I could certainly see him in Foxborough. God forbid he goes there.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, especially because they're good this year.
Oh, my good this year and for the next 10. Right. Yeah, I'm happy. They didn't trade Jermaine Johnson. They didn't trade Brees. You know, because one thing I will say. You know, you got to give me something the last 9 games of the year. You know what I mean? You got to give me at least a competitive football team. And at least if I still have Brees Hall and I still got Garrett Wilson and I got that young offensive line and I got, you know, Mason Taylor, at least it looks like, even though the quarterback is shaky, at least I got the remnants of a decent offensive football team.
Yeah, I think the goal, Joe, from a fan standpoint, this is for you, is – I need to be entertained, right? Don't go out there getting blown out. If you're going to give up a ton of points because your defense is now compromised and you got rid of all your whatever, score 40 points. You know what I mean? Score 28 points a game. Don't make it painful to watch offensively. And I think they will be pretty good offensively as long as Justin Fields plays to a pretty good level like he did last weekend.
No question about it. I mean, you know, give me 4 or 5 wins the rest of the year. I said this before. You're still going to get a high draft choice. Yeah, you're loaded with draft picks. You know, so if they didn't trade Brees, I'm very happy about that.
Right.
I'm happy they didn't trade Johnson. The other guys, like I said, I'm great with. The fact that they got two number ones for Sauce, I mean, I couldn't believe it when I heard that earlier today. That is off the charts. No other way to say that, it. It really is.
It was stunning because when I first saw Sauce Gardner to the Colts, I'm not going to lie to you. My first reaction was I was disappointed because even if he isn't as good as we had hoped, he's still a good football player.
Right.
And I hate giving away good young talent. When I saw it was two number ones,
of course,
that was like the Godfather offer of, oh, my God, you can't turn that down.
Right. Make an offer you can't refuse. No, 100%. You know, one thing I got to say, but can I say this about the coach?
Yeah.
You know, what is this nonsense with not naming who your quarterback is? I mean, what can I take? Oh, seriously, Tiki.
See, this he's playing with the reporters now. I think it's like a joke.
Come on. You know what, Aaron? You haven't won anything to be playing with the reporters.
No, this is true.
I mean, you're not Bill Parcells. You're not Bill Belichick. You know, you don't have the cachet at this point to play games. Just tell, we know Fields is going to be the quarterback.
Right.
Just tell us he's going to be the quarterback. This kind of stuff, look, I at this point, even though it doesn't look good, doesn't look like Glenn's going to be any good, you know, we'll see. but it's still only 8 games.
It's okay? Too early to tell.
It's too right. It's too early to dismiss that completely, okay? But don't be an idiot to the media. You know what I mean? Being a jerk. You're being a jerk.
And
come on.
These trades to me further proof that they're not going to get rid of Aaron Glenn after 1 year. Yeah. I know we had that thought.
Oh, no, Glenn's back.
He's,
oh, there's no question.
100% back.
No question about it.
Because even 100%. If they're a non-competitive mess the rest 100%. Of the way, and I hope they aren't.
Glenn is back.
They're going to use these as excuses. Like, well, of course they were terrible.
It's not even
a designer shoe warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Excuses. It's just that they're giving them license to remake the roster.
Yes.
To remake the
and
team.
So why would you do that if you're not keeping them, Joe, why would you give them the license to remake the team? You wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. No, he's definitely back. I mean, there's no question about that. And we'll see. Let's see what they come up with. I mean, look, you never know what draft choices. We know that. We've had so many missed draft choices over the years, it makes your head spin. You mentioned Dean Milner. How about that? Who's the safety prior they drafted?
Calvin Pryor.
What a stiff he was.
I forgot about him.
We could go on and on. What's his name? The guy from Boise State, the cornerback, Kyle Wilson.
Kyle Wilson, yes.
I mean, and this is just the recent times, you know? Obviously, the quarterback, Wilson. How about him?
You guys have drafted horribly.
He was. All right?
Throwing these names, and I forgot about them.
Right, right. Membo and Taylor look like Butkus and Sayers, I mean, compared to some of those drafts.
But
that's
why today, while I understand what they did, still sucks in the end, because two of the picks that weren't all-time busts were Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams, and here we are trading them, which just shows you that this franchise, every 4 years, basically has to do the same garbage, even if it's right and it's smart. That's what I was explaining to Tiki. Like, I get it, Joe. I agree. They had to make these deals. Right. But it sucks. It's a reminder of how decrepit this franchise is.
Well, the only hope we can have, bro, is that it is a new regime, okay? I know they've gotten off to a bad start. It doesn't look good, all of that. But it is only 8 games. They made all these moves. Now we're going to find out about these guys. Hopefully 5 years from now, they're still here and we got something.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't know how else to say it. They're obviously drafting a quarterback. They got to get the right quarterback. I got to tell you this because I'm all over the college football.
Yes, what are you thinking?
All over. The more I watch Arch Manning, okay, and I watched the last four Texas games, I watched every one of them.
I didn't watch this last one, so
okay.
I don't know.
Well, it was his best game. Vanderbilt's a good team.
Right.
They almost blew the game. It wasn't his fault, but they almost blew the game to Vanderbilt. They had to hang on at the end to win. Vanderbilt just missed getting an onside kick and getting the ball, you know, with a chance to win a game at the end. But with all that said, he looked great. He threw for over 300 yards. If you give Arch Manning time to throw the football, he makes all the throws, and let's be honest, he's got that Manning pedigree. Mm. Well, so I keep an eye on him going forward.
So
I don't know if he's coming out this year.
Well, yeah. This is the
cap. Feels like he's not, but you never know.
You never know.
So here's the
caveat. He's making $6 million in NIL money.
Right, so why would you?
Right.
And that's the caveat to all this, because you said something at the beginning of this that the more I'm starting to think about, the more I'm thinking may not happen. You said, well, we know they're drafting a quarterback in 2026. They may not. Because think about this, Joe. Especially if they love Arch Manning and he stays in school.
Okay.
If they don't love this quarterback class.
They got three number one picks the next year.
They got three the next year. Yeah. And if that class is considered better, they may just say, screw it.
I think this class is it's a crapshoot. We don't know.
Right. Fernando. But it always really is.
But
let's be honest. I don't want to step on you, Teak, but let me just say this. We all went delirious about Trevor Lawrence. I know they're having a dip 5-3. I mean, this guy has not been any world beater, let's be honest.
No, he's not. He feels like he always makes the wrong mistake at the wrong time. But my point with this class, Fernando Mendoza was on nobody's radar before the season started. I guess Dante Miller was because Oregon was good for the last couple of years.
I think it's Dante Moore, actually.
Moore, exactly. Right, you're right about that. But Ty Simpson, who Evan likes.
Love
this
him.
Is his first
oh, I
year.
Love
this
him. From
year's...
Alabama?
But this is his first year starting.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Lenore Sellers, I guess. But
you know, Sellers is not – they've had a bad year.
Right.
And he has not had a good year.
Right.
And, you know, they got whacked by Ole Miss last week. He didn't play well. The game before that, they should have beat Alabama. They had Alabama down 8 late in the fourth quarter. Alabama came back to tie the game, and then Sellers had a killer fumble that wound up costing them the game in the end. So he hasn't been great this year, but I still wouldn't dismiss him, Teak.
Right.
You know?
Carson Beck, he's supposed to be the guy.
Oh, what happened to him, Carson?
I mean, he just made some bad turnovers and bad
spots. You know, one thing
spots.
I found, one thing you realize about the college quarterbacks, you can't always 100% just look at what they did, win or loss, in college and say, that's the bottom line on it.
Right. No, you're right. You almost have to go back and watch them play.
Right.
And see the mistakes or the good stuff that they did.
Right.
So, my point is, this year is a crapshoot for quarterbacks.
No, it is. One thing about Brees Hall. So, they're not trading Brees Hall.
Anyone?
Well, that's the – I'm worried.
He should.
I'm worried he's miserable right now because apparently he didn't want to come back once these trades were made and asked the Jets to be traded. He is a free agent. We know they could franchise him.
Right.
But any concern about an unhappy Brees Hall?
Not really. I mean, look, Aaron Glenn needs to sit down with him. I mean, I'm seriously. I mean, I think Aaron Glenn needs to sit down and say, look, Brees, we really like you. You know, what was offered for you wasn't worth it. I'm sure he wanted to go play for the Chiefs. God forbid that happened. And I'm going to watch him go to Canton as a Chief. But, you know, I think it's up to the coach now to say, look, we're going to build the offense around you, which they really should be doing going forward over these last 9 games, and go from there. That's it.
Yeah, you saw it last week or in the game that they won 2 weeks ago. It was it was all Brees.
Brees.
Almost literally because he threw the game-winning touchdown.
Right, right.
So,
that's right.
Brees should be the focus at least for the rest of this year.
And
and I don't have to get rid of my Brees Hall jersey yet.
Me neither.
Thankfully, I don't have a Quinn and Williams jersey. I don't have to worry about it.
I got lucky in that regard.
Yeah, I did.
All right, bro. Good talking to you, man. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Take care. We'll see you.
See you, Joe.
The great Joe Beningo in reaction to what has been a stunning day in Jetsland. They trade Sauce Gardner late this morning. They trade Quinn and Williams shortly after that. But that's it. Jermaine Johnson, still a Jet. Brees Hall, still a Jet. Garrett Wilson, still a Jet. But more when we come back about this idea that is now popping into my head that they may actually not take a quarterback in 2026. So this thought has been processing in my head over the last hour, and it really started to boil as we were talking to Joe B. last segment. If you missed it, you could rewind it on the Odyssey app. The New York Jets, after this incredibly active trade deadline, now in 2026, possess their first-round pick,
along with the Indianapolis Colts first-round pick, which is probably going to be towards the end of the first round.
You would think so, right?
Considering
now
their success.
Right.
In 2027, the New York Jets not only possess their first-round pick, they possess the Colts first-round pick again. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Who knows what they are? If they extend Daniel Jones the way the Giants did and the results are the same, that's a really good, saucy draft pick. And they have Dallas's first.
Right, so there's three opportunities for some for a team to be bad and have another high pick.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And not even just the Jets. Dallas could be bad. Like, there's no guarantee they're going to be great. The Indianapolis Colts, coming off a successful year, could be bad. And so without even, and I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on the 2027 draft class, let alone the 2026 NFL draft class, but you start to think to yourself, wow, the Jets could conceivably use their assets to just better their roster
right
in 2026. Maybe even run it back with Justin Fields. Maybe take a flyer on a third-round pick, a quarterback.
Well,
and then in 2027, be more equipped to go big-game hunting for their franchise quarterback.
Well, I think in 2026, or at least the rest of this season, and maybe even in next season, Justin Fields is going to be playing some football. Even if you draft a kid in the first round.
Right.
It's the same conversation we had about Jackson Dart. You should probably sit and learn a little bit, especially because you try to get acclimated to the NFL game. Justin Fields he's making $20 million a year. You might as well try to get the most that you can out of him, even if it's not to be our future.
This is important context from somebody who's an expert in it. Matt Miller, who's one of the best draft guys around, if you follow him, he tweeted on January 6th, and he's bumped it up, 2027 will be the best draft I've ever covered.
Hmm.
2026 is better than 2025, but falls below, and then followed it up about an hour ago. Again, the 2027 NFL draft class has the potential to be one of the best in caps ever, and the Jets now have three first-round picks in it.
Hmm. So it backs up my point that I think what we need to start doing is no longer assume that the Jets are drafting a quarterback with their top pick.
Right, this year.
This year.
Well, I mean,
we have to stop assuming it. Doesn't mean they won't.
Well,
they could.
Maybe that was the plan all along. That's why you give Justin Fields a two-year, $40 million deal. Because you know you got to need him for 2 years. And you go look for your quarterback in 27.
I think that's probably a happy coincidence. Because I think that the Jets coming into the year, again, expected to be better than the way they played. And didn't expect that they were going to be able to load up with draft picks in 26 and 27. What I am telling you is that because of their new positioning that they're in 2027, everything's on the table now.
Right.
And I don't think we should just assume that they're going to draft whoever they deem as the best quarterback in 2026, especially if they look ahead and are in love with the draft of 27 the way that draft expert is.
Yeah, I still think you have to from Aaron Glenn's perspective. Because how many games can you afford to lose in back-to-back years and think you're going to be around in 2027?
Yeah, if you start your career over first two seasons and you're, I don't know, 4-30,
mm-hmm,
right? Does that make any sense?
Well, no, I think you're trying to always win.
Right.
I think, again, you've got two first-round picks next year. They just may not be used on a quarterback.
Yeah.
They may be used on whomever, high-edge pass rusher. I don't know.
How are you winning with Justin Fields or insert whoever next year, though?
Winning what?
Games. Like you need a quarterback next year. Who is that quarterback
well,
if you're not drafting one, is my question.
Ultimately, to win a championship, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But to show progress and win games, you probably can if you have enough talent elsewhere.
But they don't.
Well,
they just
wipe
the slate clean.
But that's my point. Now they have draft picks to then restock the cupboard. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, look, I know where you're going.
By the way, it goes back to a point I made 3 hours ago. You're right, and it's what's frustrating, that you now have to restock the cupboard for the players you traded away with the picks you just got. I totally understand that. That's why I don't celebrate a day like today.
I think your point 2 hours ago was a better one, which is if you're picking in the top three, which right now it feels like the Jets probably are, I think, again, you don't reach, but if you like a quarterback, I think you take him, and you either find out right away, man, like we've seen with Jackson Dart this year. Man,
oh,
this
and kid's then got take the one again in 27.
And if you don't, you use that capital to fire right back
by
at
By the way,
it.
I agree. I think I agree with that.
Well, because you give yourself more opportunities to get it right.
Right.
And I've joked.
And you have so many assets at that position, it's okay to toll one.
Yes. I've joked about this for years, and now it's a reality. Like, I would take a quarterback every year until I get one, just because I just keep throwing pelts
but
against
you
the
can't,
wall.
They just can't keep being first rounders.
It would have to be,
we take one in the first round. All right, then we go on to the second round. All right, they both stunk, so you know what? Let's go back and get one in the first round. That could maybe work.
Well, you know what's kind of funny? You mentioned the New Orleans Saints, or Joe mentioned the New Orleans Saints. Yeah. Isn't that kind of what they're doing? They took a quarterback in the second round this past year. That young quarterback, Tyler, is now playing.
Yes.
Let's see what he is.
Not very well.
He's played one game, too.
I know. He was not very good.
He's played one game.
I know. We'll see.
I'm not debating that Tyler Shuck's going to be any good. In fact, I have a long-term prediction that he's a bust written down here somewhere. So it's not about defending him. It's that the Saints are probably going to do what we just talked about.
Right.
They took a quarterback in the second round. They're shooting their shot this year. They're going to see what he's got. When he likely sucks, they will then take another quarterback at the beginning of the 2026 round.
Especially because they're likely not going to win another game.
Well, keep an eye on this about the Saints because they're a big factor. They play a lot of crappy teams. The New Orleans Saints play the New York Jets. The New Orleans Saints, Teague, play the Tennessee Titans.
Do they?
Yes.
Somebody's got to win those games.
Like the New Orleans Saints.
Spiro Dides has a lot of work ahead of him.
The New Orleans Saints have a fascinating schedule. True. Take a listen to some of the teams they play. They play the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, God.
They play the Carolina Panthers, are actually pretty good. They play the New York Jets.
Sometimes.
Well, they're not a tanking team or a team that's towards the bottom.
Right. You're right.
The Jets, the Titans, and the Dolphins are all on the same schedule.
Wow.
So when I say...
Yeah, they might accidentally win a game. Something serious.
Or the Tennessee Titans may accidentally win a game.
True, but the Titans aren't taking a quarterback.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. Maybe.
Yeah, right. Yeah, listen, Cam Ward's that bad. Maybe they will. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Anthony in Harlem. What's up, Anthony?
Good afternoon, fellas.
Yo, what's up?
So I want to tell you a quick story, and then I want to talk about the draft. I was thrilled, super excited, 5 first-round picks, and then I remembered my 7-year-old, who I had to call and tell him that his favorite player, who he's got a signed rookie card, just got traded to the Colts, and he was distraught.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
It stinks. However, here's another scenario I'll say, and you guys will love this, the Giant fans there, the Jackson Dart scenario. Let's say the Jets have the 4th pick, and they take Carnell Tate, a stud receiver.
Right.
And then a quarterback starts falling, right? Like Jackson Dart, right? Who they said didn't have a first round grade. And they're hanging around 17, 18, 19. And now, oh, by the way, they have the Colts first round pick, the Cowboys second round pick. They can jump back up and take a quarterback. My point is, they got options.
Yeah.
They can do a lot of different things. They're going to control the draft over the next 2 years, and I love it.
That's a good point. I mean, that's a good plan to have, especially when you come to the realization, which likely happened prior to, but definitely was solidified during the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not winning enough games to be relevant this year. Let's plan for 26 and 27.
Yes.
And they did a great job with it. You can't do anything but give them credit for, I don't want to say getting rid of Quinnen Williams. I don't think he was a problem, but moving on from a guy who felt like it wasn't going to work out here.
So he's right. The Jets are in a great position to control the 26 draft and the 27 draft. That is awesome.
Right.
When is the 2026 draft again?
April.
April.
2026.
So that's after the next baseball season starts, correct?
That's right.
That's after the Knicks begin their playoff run, correct?
Mm-hmm.
After the Rangers begin their playoff run.
Good luck with that. That's a long time from now.
He meant Devils.
Yeah, that's exactly what he meant. Maybe even Islanders. But that's a long time from now, and that's the depressing part. And Joe touched on it, too.
Right.
Yes, these trades make sense.
So what do you watch? So when you watch a Jet game now, as you will, because
I won't miss a snap.
One, you're a season ticket holder. When's the next one you're going to?
It's going to probably be the Atlanta game.
All right, so
a couple of weeks.
You're watching. What are you watching for? Like, what are you excited about? Like, if the Giants stink and they win one more game, you're watching Jackson Dart.
Right.
What are you watching for?
So a couple of things. Okay. By the way, what did I do last night? Just ask me that. Like, hey, Evan, what'd you do last night?
Oh, by the way, before you answer that first question, what'd you do last night?
Oh, I was watching on Peacock the Brooklyn Nets play basketball.
Oh, the Peacock.
Yeah. You could ask the same damn question. What are you looking for?
The Nets still in the league.
So the net one is easy. I'm looking to watch the rookies.
Why?
Unfortunately, my dumbass head coach doesn't play the rookies until there's 5 minutes to go.
Why?
Because...
John, I'm not even saying, why are you watching?
Because I want to see
hapless Nets.
Because
they're not playing.
But I want to see my rookies. And I did see Igor Gilman for a few minutes. So to answer your question about the Jets, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of the young players. Like, I want to see this offensive line be awesome. Because, A, the left tackle and the right tackle over the last couple of years are premium draft picks. Hey, Breece Hall's still here.
100%.
I want to see Breece Hall beast out. And I do want to see Justin Fields play well. I mean, honestly, what am I watching? I want to see my team win.
Yeah.
And I know that what is the point of that? Well, the point of it is, I want to see this team grow. I want to believe this head coach knows what he's doing. I want to believe the young talent can be here in the future. Now, I know that hurts their draft positioning, and right. So that means I inevitably am going to have to argue with Sean and Tommy at some point. Like, you're stupid.
Tank,
what does it mean?
Tank.
I get it, and I respectfully understand what you guys are saying, but I want to see my team win. And
I don't blame you.
I think ultimately when you watch a bad team, whether it's in football, whether it's in basketball, baseball, hockey, ultimately you always watch your team even when they suck. Yeah. That's why I laugh when you say, why were you watching the Nets? Because I'm a Nets fan. That's why I watch them.
I think what Joe was talking about slash alluding to when he was watching, when we're talking about the offense and the defense is going to likely be bad.
But how can it not be?
But the offense could be interesting.
Well, the offense hasn't been affected.
Yeah.
They didn't trade anybody away from their offense.
And so what you're watching is, give me some shootouts.
Yes. Score me points.
If we lose and we're like the Cincinnati Bengals this year because our defense is compromised, but our offense can score 35 points a game, that's good enough.
I think that's a very fair point because I look at this offense and say, okay, I got John Mechie. I don't know much about him.
Right.
He's going to play. I got D.A. Mitchell.
Right.
Let me see
AD
Mitchell. I'm sorry, I'm getting all my DAs and ADs confused. Let me see him play.
Yeah.
Let me see him ball. Garrett Wilson's healthy. Let me see him play. So I think you're looking to see success, but you're also looking to see who can be a part of this team moving forward.
Right.
Your sports IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Are you ready for this question? The last time the Jets beat the Browns at home, who was the Jets' starting quarterback? We will take caller number 5 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your sports IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your sports IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and Cadillac's family of EVs, including the all-electric Lyric. Can I tell you why I'm laughing? It is not giving away the answer, but I specifically remember being at a Jets-Browns game at home. Don't worry, the Jets didn't win. It was a Monday Night Football game. And who is the quarterback? Oh, yeah. Trevor Siemian, I thought was broken in half by Myles Garrett. Like, Myles Garrett sacked Trevor Siemian. And I was with my friend Chad. He's in the Mets Tech chat. And we both thought Trevor Simeon's body, like, fell off of his. Like, it just all came apart. And I don't mean to laugh, because luckily Trevor was okay. But it was such a vicious hit.
Right.
And he was done for the season.
Right. He didn't last much longer after that.
No, but he came back a few years later and quarterbacked him.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when you do the list of, like, Jet quarterbacks in the last 30 years, Trevor Siemian is oddly on the list twice.
Right.
The way Joe Flacco is. So the Jets didn't win that game, but it is a home game against the Browns in which I do think of a quarterback being dismembered.
No, here's the bigger question.
Yeah.
Who's starting for the Browns?
At quarterback? Are they going to go to Shador?
I don't know. I would love if they did, because it would be awesome.
Yeah, at this point in the season, why the hell not?
Exactly.
Like, as a Jet fan, you know, who cares? I mean, let me just say it. I'd be curious.
Mm.
Let's go to Joe in Oceanside. Hey, Joe.
Hey, I agree with Tiki. Get rid of Banks. He's a cancer. Get rid of him. He don't try. He don't play. We don't need him on the team.
Well, he's just not good enough is the ultimate thing.
Yeah, I don't think calling him a cancer is the right way to go about it. I think you can say that he gives up on plays
right.
And that he's not very good. I think that's all fair.
Right.
But
I just don't think he's good enough.
No question. And he's a first. You know what pisses me off about Tay Banks? It's not even about Tay Banks.
Yeah.
It's related to Tay Banks. This is an example of why Joe Shane being the general manager sucks at times.
Mm.
Isn't he less likely to part ways with Tay Banks?
Because he drafted him.
Correct.
In the first round.
In the first round.
That means you get another opportunity, even if you don't deserve it.
Was Darren Mooji going to be as willing, even for the Godfather offer he got, to trade Sauce Gardner if he drafted Sauce Gardner?
No, definitely not.
And that's all you need. That's why.
Especially because Sauce is good. But I think because he didn't draft. Like, Sauce is a good player. I know the Jet fan is very down on him, and they don't believe that he, whatever. But he's a good football player. But if Mooji had drafted him, this deal isn't happening.
Yeah.
It's just not happening. It's just the reality of it. But he didn't. He has no tie to him.
I do have a great hypothetical question I alluded to earlier in the show, and we haven't gotten to it. It's been a crazy breaking news kind of day. The New York Jets traded Quinnen Williams to the Dallas Cowboys for a first-round pick and a second-round pick.
Yes.
Forget the Cowboys, because I know that doesn't work. Would you have traded Dexter Lawrence for...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A first-round pick and a second-round pick? Why are you thinking about this?
Because
I find this odd.
It depends on how you get Dex remotivated.
Well, he's gone.
If he got remotivated.
Oh, you're saying if you could remotivate
him. If you could remotivate him, mm-hmm. He's one of the best in the business. So, it just is that possible? I think the answer ultimately is yes, but I also would lament him being remotivated someplace else and being a beast.
So you would not trade, you wouldn't have traded Dexter Lawrence for what the Jets just got for Quinnen Williams. We'll call it the Patriots, like not the Cowboys, obviously. Right. We'll make it a division rival of the other team in New York. The answer is no.
Probably not.
Okay. Took you a while to get there, but you said no.
Yeah. Well, you have to think through it because when Dex is motivated, he's unbelievable.
Ask me the question.
It already happened. So
no. If I would have traded Dexter Lawrence,
yes.
I didn't even let you finish the question, Sean. Would you have traded? This is a great topic for one of the 8 podcasts you host. Mm-hmm. Would you have traded Dexter Lawrence for the same package the Jets got back for Quinnen Williams?
I would have. Yes.
Yes. How about you, Tommy?
I would not have.
Why?
Because I'm trading away an all-world player that, right, for some reason, and whatever the reason is, has lost his way, and he will be able to find it, I hope, with the right coaching staff or whatever motivation he needs. And I'm not giving that up for lottery tickets.
All right. Fair enough. So 2-1, Sean.
I think that's right.
Can you do me a favor and ask all your Giant podcast partners that question?
Put a poll out on your
podcast. How about you let me worry about the Giants content, huh?
Wow.
He's so going to ask that question.
maybe I already had it stored.
he's like, I already have this filed away. By the way, it's a great question because Dexter Lawrence and Quinnen Williams in a lot of ways are similar.
Right.
Right? They're both of the same age. They both got paid. They're both really good.
Right.
Now, I would argue personally that Dexter Lawrence is better than Quinnen Williams, but maybe I'm being biased against my own players. But I think especially this year, because Dexter's taken a step back, you mm-hmm. can certainly look at them and say, hey, that's the same.
Right.
You know? If I'm being fair here. Because right. I'm actually giving your player the edge, right, but I think he's just having a down year.
Because of how he played this year.
Yes.
Right.
So I think it's fair to wonder if you could have gotten the same package for what is a very similar player.
That's a good question.
Thank you. Don't you think every Giant podcast should ask that question?
I think that I think that the Giants would have commanded another one.
Two ones?
Yeah. Jeez. Because he's not a first-team All-Pro, but he is an All-Pro, second-team All-Pro. He's always been disruptive. He did something as a D-tackle that no one has. Like, Quinnen Williams doesn't have the resume. And he's only a year older, maybe 2 years older. What is Quinnen, 26?
Quinnen Williams right now is 27, but he will be 28 in December.
Oh, so they're basically the same age.
They're the same age, yeah.
So I think Dex would have commanded more, slightly.
Interesting. Let's go to John Maspeth. What's up, John?
What up, John?
Evan, what's up, guys? Tiki, Sean. Sean's a little feisty today, man. I'm on top of that.
Right.
Well, anyways, fellas, so got a little question here. So let's say the Jets end up with the first pick in the draft, right? And one of these quarterbacks ends up being really hyped up. And you got a team like the Raiders who's known for making stupid decisions. If they offer the Jets three first-rounders, you going to take that?
It depends if I believe in the quarterback.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Like, am I head over heels in love with whoever is there that guy's the changing of my franchise kind of player? And I admit, and I told you this early in the season, because I'm not a big college football guy. If I want to maintain a marriage, I watch enough basketball, enough football, enough baseball. I do enough Ricos.
Right.
I can't do it. But I said, once I start watching college football, that is an indicator that I've realized the Jets season is over. And I've started to do it. Like, on my DirecTV Now stream, started to DVR Alabama football and Indiana football. Like, I'm doing it. And I'm watching it. Not because I give a rat's ass who wins. I do not. I care about the quarterbacks. I'm giving my evaluation for whatever that's worth. And a few weeks in, like, I'm not screaming and yelling who I like. I'm telling you who I prefer.
Right.
I prefer the kid from Alabama.
Yeah, he's a winner more than anything. Because they're not world beaters. They're not the best team in college football, per se. But he always seems to find ways to win. They had one bad game. He had one bad game. That was week one against Florida State. And it was because it was rainy. And it was his first start at Alabama. And they lost to Florida
State. But is there, and look, everybody's different. And obviously what matters is how Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn feel about this. Is there going to be somebody who by February, when the season is over, other than combine stuff, is there going to be somebody who you're like banging on the tables? That's the guy. If you don't get him, you're a moron. Or are we not going to have that? We're just all going to be debating this for months.
I don't think that's going to be the case this year. Doesn't feel like it. I'm not talking about quarterback. I'm talking about any player.
Any player.
Because the top-rated player in the draft on all the big boards before the big boards actually happen is the kid from Miami, Reuben Bain Jr. And I just did one of his games, and he kind of didn't show up. Played SMU, and he didn't show up. So, not that he had a bad game, it's just he didn't stand out on the field.
Right.
So, I'm not sure you're clamoring for anybody. It's why when you start getting all these draft nicks talking about it, this draft isn't great. I'm not saying it's bad, and you can't find players, but it's not, we need this guy.
And that is why when John asks the hypothetical, would I trade out of the number one overall pick for three first? Well, if there's no player I'm going crazy about, then probably.
Yeah, right. Just be careful.
What does that mean? Do you have an opinion?
Well, I would just say this. I think all of that sounds good now. I remember being in this place as a Giant fan when we were told, well, be careful what you wish for with Cam Ward and Jackson Dart because next year's quarterback class is going to be great. They took Jackson Dart. Imagine they didn't. We were staring at the same quarterback class. What would we be saying? You kicked the can down the road another year, and it didn't happen.
It's a great point. Because it didn't feel like this was a great quarterback class.
It is why, ultimately, my idea from earlier in the show is what I will proceed to want to do, which is take a quarterback, whether it's Ty Simpson, who I'm right now on November 4th mostly in love with. Right. But you can write that down. That will probably change.
We'll call it November 4th, Evan wanted Ty Simpson.
Yes. Can you write that down?
Of course. I'm writing it down right now.
By the way, imagine if it like pans out and Ty Simpson's the answer. I look like a genius.
Right.
I knew it in November.
But December 3rd, Evan is allowed to change his mind.
It could be Fernando Mendoza. I mean, especially if Indiana's going to go out and win a national championship. I mean, it's only going to be natural to
You better decide and not just stay on the Mendoza line here.
How long have you been waiting with that one?
I've been sitting on it for like 2 weeks. We all have to suffer.
That's a good one.
Who do you prefer right now on November 4th? I already said Ty Simpson. Are you with Ty Simpson? Are you a Simpson guy?
I think I'm a Simpson guy because I did one of his games and he feels poised.
It's just November 4th, Tiki. This may change on November 11th. So, this will be a new Tuesday segment.
The kid from Oklahoma, John Mateer.
Yeah.
He feels like Jaxson Dart to me.
Oh, really?
He feels like that kind of gamer.
Tell me more.
But he's not going to get any love this season because he was hurt and he just kind of had some average games. But Oklahoma keeps winning, and he's a baller, man. He's just a gamer. But he doesn't throw. He has like 8 touchdowns on the season. He's risk taker. It's more like Baker Mayfield, like a risk taker. But I like him. I wouldn't draft him in the first round, but I like him.
Okay, so the November 4th Tiki pick is who? Ty Simpson?
Yeah.
All right. This is our November 4th preference at Jet quarterback. Sean Morash, your Jet preference on November 4th is who?
I project my November 4th is going to be the hot pick come February. Dante Moore out of Oregon.
Dante Moore out of Oregon. I got him.
Haven't seen him. I haven't watched an Oregon game yet, so I don't know.
Yeah. Tight windows, I like.
Yeah.
I have Dante Moore on the DVR. I just haven't gotten to it yet. Who's your pick, Tommy, on November
4th? No, I think Tiki nailed it with the guy you said before Mateer. That. John Mateer. He's Baker Mayfield. He's Jaxson Dart. He's got stones. Like him a lot.
All right. Now, are you guys going to change your opinion every week like the way I am, or are you going to stick with
I probably will.
No, I know, and I respect that.
Especially as we get down closer to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
It's the first one is today, right?
Tonight they announced the ranking.
Yeah, tonight. The first ranking comes out tonight. And so you're going to start watching the teams that are likely to be in the college football playoff, and it's a lot of these guys. So
you know what I should really do if I want to maintain a good marriage? I got to keep Saturday clear. On Sunday, instead of watching the Jets, I should just watch one of the quarterbacks on DVR.
That's a good point.
I can't do that. It's a great idea in theory until 1 o'clock comes around and I want to watch my crappy Jets. Right. I got no other choice.
Right.
Let's take a very quick break. When we come back, it is the debut of something you will get all week long. Instead of the Cinco de Five-O, it is the Cinco de Peno.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The the Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.